murders in the U.S. increased nearly 11% in 2015 over the year before. This is part of an overall increase in violent crime for last year. The latest numbers from the FBI are out today, and NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson has been looking into them. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Ari.
What's the overall takeaway from this report?
Ari, overall violent crime increased about 4% in 2015 over the year before, but most worrisome is this pattern with regard to homicides. As you mentioned, murders are up about 11%, but mostly the FBI says that's because of changes in about seven big cities. I talked with Fordham University law professor John Pfaff. He crunched the numbers, and his analysis says the rise in 2015 comes from Chicago, Houston, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Kansas City, and finally Baltimore and Washington, D.C.
Now, this was a report of 2015 violent crime, and so far in 2016, the numbers in some of those cities are looking better, right?
Yeah, these statistics can be kind of complicated, but what we know so far is that murders in Baltimore and Washington, D.C. so far this year, 2016, those are down. And crime, as you know, is local, and many of the violent crimes that we're seeing in some of these places are confined to a specific set of blocks or neighborhoods, so crime is not evenly apportioned throughout a city, just like in Chicago, where we're seeing pockets of crime there.
How does the crime picture in this report compare to what we saw, say, 20 years ago?
So crime analysts now say overall the country is still pretty safe, a lot safer than it was back in the 80s and 90s. The FBI data today is still pretty much in line with what we saw for the earlier part of President Obama's tenure, and nothing like the mayhem during the Bush and early Bill Clinton presidencies.
What's the federal government, the Justice Department, doing about crime in some of these big cities?
Again, crime is local, so the federal government doesn't have a whole lot of control here. But DOJ is trying to fund some programs, violence reduction programs, in some cities, bringing together some experts and police chiefs in cities where they have fought crime and mostly won. Attorney General Loretta Lynch announced a new batch of federal grants today to pay for more intelligence sharing to fight illegal guns. But that money from the federal government is generally a drop in the bucket compared to what states and local places spend.
Crime and punishment has been a big theme of the presidential race. How is this new data on crime likely to go over in that debate?
Well, Donald Trump talks a lot on the campaign trail about wanting to restore law and order. He's been really critical of crime and violence in places like Chicago and some other big cities. And just last week, he talked once again about wanting to bring back this practice of stop and frisk, which has been ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge in New York and is really hated by civil rights leaders because of how it targets Black and Hispanic people indiscriminately. Trump, it's likely, could bring up these new FBI crime stats in tonight's debate. On the other hand, Ari, Hillary Clinton has been a little more nuanced. She's been talking about how good work by police and community leaders has brought crime to near record lows over the last 20 years. But she says a lot more work needs to be done to fight illegal gun sales and do things like tighten up background checks.
That's NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson on new crime numbers from the FBI. Thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome.